Maybe to Iceland, right?
Yeah, I went to Iceland, which was actually a fucking tip.
Joe Exotic, Tiger King Joe Exotic, put like a, shared this thing saying that we were going for the 2024 elections in America, and he's looking to do like a run of like media. And I was like, I want to get Joe Exotic on the Breaking Bread podcast within 10 minutes. DMs flying. Let's book Joe onto your podcast.
I think we'll keep that on the maybe pile for Joe Exotic. I'm sure he'll be watching, tuning in. We'll give you a bell, mate.
Apparently, 120% of you are not subscribed. Please consider subscribing. I can't even do it. Like,
put that in the episode this week.
Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Josh.
And welcome to we're Pastures New today. I'm holding this up because look at that. Everyone knows that's not magic, right? It's basic science. But yeah, we're in the new studio today. I don't know what the gaffer's going to call this episode. Probably something baity, but it's cool. We're in a new spot, and it looks nice, man.
This is the first recording. It sounds echoey as hell.
Yeah, but like these are unidirectional. Just get nice and close. George can do a little bit of voice isolation. But man, I've recorded in echoeyer. More cavernous places than this. It'll be, I think it'll be all right. Glad to see that you got rid of, oh no, the fucking Conor McGregor mural's still here. Can I just buy that off you so I can torch it somewhere?
Deal, how much? Make an offer.
20 quid?
Nope.
No? All right.
So it stays.
I'm going to stop doing that. How you been? Comments? Or how you been?
How you been? Man, I'm all right. We'll catch up because you've been away, haven't you? Been on your travels again with Sister Beard, speaking of cavernous places, but we'll start with the YouTube comments.
It's time for a YouTube comment from you.
That was a good one.
Cheers, mate. Sure, she would appreciate it.
Right. First comment from Bob Frode. When listening to this podcast, I think about the Ricky Gervais show with Carl Pilkington. Only thing missing is the cartoon version of yourselves.
It's funny that.
I've never seen nor heard of it, but...
Apparently, like, the Ricky Gervais show was, like, we're in the original, like, podcasts of the world.
It was a radio show, wasn't it?
Well, like, a radio show, but that snake thing that Tory Mike put in the chat last week was a direct pull from that. That's it. So he told me, he fessed up after we'd released it. He's like, oh, yeah, lad, I got that directly from the Ricky Gervais show. And I said it exactly as Carl said it. And I was like, oh, cheers, mate. We're like, right, twice now.
So that's why he was so deadpan.
Yeah.
Because he was doing a Carl
Pilkington.
Yeah,
we're doing a Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, I don't think, people probably let us off that, right? I'm fairly certain that the audience is much larger than ours.
However, I do think that that's quite a compliment if we can even come close to entertaining in the way that Ricky Gervais can entertain. So what were we got from?
Bob Frode.
Cheers, Bob Frode.
Next comment from Brask. These video thumbnails have real wildlife photography vibes for me for some reason. And then in quote, we happen upon the majestic beard in one of its favoured migration territories. It appears more wary than usual following its visit to a watering spot and will move further afield for new territory for which it will issue forth its characteristic call.
That took some serious effort. He's got a good command of the English language. It's my kind of comment, that man. Yeah, nice. Nice, man.
This next one from Chris.
Jesus, man.
Podcast sucks. Speak to topics, not gibberish and rambling to get to points, behaving like 15-year-olds.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you
like
on that.
Eat a fucking dick.
Eat two dicks.
Next comment from Tory Wolf.
Tory Mike.
Burner in it.
Sorry, don't like this channel at all. Unsubbed. I like watching him eat. He is very respectful to others, but too much potty mouth here for me, so I'm out.
Wow, you're trying to murder us in this new place here, George, pulling these. I'm pretty sure I read every comment. I haven't seen these ones.
At least he subbed in the first place, so then unsub.
Very true,
you
know? Yeah.
He gave us a chance. You can't say fairer than that, can you? And we do swear a lot, so... Although we started beeping it, didn't we, recently?
Yeah.
George.
Yeah, George has put some effort into trying to not get us demonetized. But yeah, whatever, man. If you don't like it, what can we do?
Next comment from our Patreon. Joining this Patreon has been the best £3 a month I've ever spent.
This is a roller coaster, mate.
Below that, someone's commented saying, everything's a dildo if you're brave enough. Absolutely incredible.
So you can see how some people might enjoy the podcast and others might be offended.
It's polarizing. It's a lot like Marmite or, you know, Machine Gun Kelly. Sure, some people love it and other people hate it. There's not really a middle ground.
And final comment from Tony Watson. Now the old studio can join Tory Mike in podcast heaven.
That's a class.
Don't forget Liam.
Oh, yeah. The real, if you've been here from day dot, the first producer slash editor of Get Your Media PLC. RIP Liam and Tory Mike and the studio.
Have we still got the keys to the old place?
I do, yeah.
Just in case. Sweet. Keep hold of those.
Yeah, they're coming back soon, mate. It's almost the end of the month.
Yeah. Well,
tell us about your
a few days.
Thanks for the comments, by the way.
Yeah, that's really nice. Especially the one that was very articulately worded. I like that one.
How you been, man? Like you've been to Iceland, right?
Yeah, in the interest of the podcast, I'll say I've been fantastic. I went to Iceland, which was actually a fucking tip. A lot of people told me it was like a really beautiful. I'm sure it's beautiful when it's covered with snow, but that's kind of cheating, isn't it? It was not. It was like some awful like Eastern Bloc country in the 1970s or something. I despised Reykjavik. I despise is a strong word. All the people were really nice. But it's not a pretty city, man. Like, it's got to be said. And a lot of people tell me it's really nice, but not so much. And I didn't get to a lot of Iceland in terms of the country itself. The two challenges that exist there are both in Reykjavik.
Yep.
And I drove there from the airport. And that's, if anyone's ever done that drive, it's basically like some kind of, volcanic wasteland, which is the idea. So, it wasn't the most picturesque place I've ever been. But the food was very good. And the time was very good. We ate and drank a lot, especially my sister, naturally. Took her with me because she's feeling a little bit down in the dumps. But I filmed two videos while I was out there, and they both turned out...
exceptional.
No, I've not started editing yet. Right. But like they felt at the time like they were... I thought they were going to be worse than they were, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know, like I thought that maybe the atmosphere would be a bit weird, you know, because you never really know. But so it's a cool country. A lot of the food is really good. Really enjoyed the food.
I think the people were really nice in Iceland. I think they're just happy that people visit. that's the vibe that I got.
That's what it is. Do you think it's weird how like they all pretty much speak English? I think it's the most English speaking country of all the European ones I've been. So I thought that was, I would have said Sweden before, but Iceland, like everyone speaks to the point that they barely speak. As far as I could tell, like eavesdropping on people, they barely speak Icelandic.
Yeah, and what I would say as well, when we went to Iceland pre-COVID. The day we got there, it was like a blizzard. So we got dropped off at that church that you had a picture in front of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we were staying quite close to that.
Yeah.
And it looked amazing. It looked beautiful. And on the fourth day, it started to defrost the snow. And I looked and went, this looks like a map from COD. So like, I thought, if you come here not in winter, this is not going to look that nice. Because it just seemed, everything just seemed great.
It's great. There's
like made out of concrete, the whole thing.
Loads of graffiti.
It smells like eggs as well, doesn't it?
Not good. It smells like eggs.
Yeah, because like the like natural heating is from like the springs.
Oh, sulfur and stuff.
So yeah.
Yeah, but the hotel, you know, the water in the hotel, the one that we stayed in anyway, was heated by a spring apparently. Yeah. So my sister's freaking out because the water has like a slight yellowy tint to it. Yeah. But I guess that's the sulfur, right? I assume so anyway, unless somebody's just pissed in the, the water tank for the hotel. But, lots of graffiti. Not good graffiti, you know, like of my face done by that honor.
I'm sure there won't be any of your face after that introduction, to be fair.
No, probably not. But, like everything, man, like every city has its good parts and bad parts. And like I said, the food was unreal. The food, the videos I shot were good. The food was good. But we went out for some food and drinks. I ate, check this out. I don't know if I'm dropping this too early. But I ate a puffin.
The little bird.
Cute little puffin. Yeah. I felt some remorse after eating it. But I thought when you get a chance to eat puffin, I ate reindeer with chocolate and blueberry jus, which is probably one of the nicest things I've ever eaten. Cost me 70 quid.
I was going to ask you how expensive was Iceland.
And it wasn't big. It was like that.
Yeah.
And also, I had fermented shark,
oof,
which wasn't as bad as I thought. It just tastes like piss, which is like, you know, it's just one of those things, right? It's not really that bad. You just get like it's more like, it's less the taste, the more like that you get like an ammonia kind of scent in your nostrils.
Was it like a starter? Like, or was it a
meal? They just kind of like have it on the menu. It's more like a snack, like a side, you know, like a nibble kind of thing.
Yeah, like,
I guess for novelty. But it comes out to you in a jar, and I'm thinking, well, it can't stink that bad if they're going to serve it in a restaurant. It didn't smell. But she just said, this is how you eat it. Use a toothpick and dig the meat. And I'm thinking, it's not really an instruction. That is like, I'm just going to eat the meat. But the first like couple of bites, I thought it just tastes like, almost tastes like licking a frozen fish finger or something. You know what I mean? Like it just tasted like fish to me. But then I got a big piece and I was like, oh shit, yeah. And you could feel it going up your nose. I'm like, oh, that's like I've just eaten some piss. Like an ice cube of piss. a piss cube. You know, it was good, man. And I went to this place called Lebowski's, which actually I only went there because a lot of people saw I was in Iceland recommended it to me. Okay. Messaged me and I saw them. So if you did that, thank you very much. But they do a bunch of like cocktails and whatnot. But they've got a whole menu of White Russians, right? You know, like kind of creamy cocktail.
Yeah, yeah.
But they had this one, I forget what you called it, but they served it with like cocoa puffs in it and a spoon. So I'm like, this is just alcoholic, but also cereal. Yeah. So I had like far too many of those. But
can you just quickly go back to the puffin? Like, what did the puffin come with?
It was just pickled with, I think, some red onions. So it was really small. It's just like, it was basically just like eating duck. Really, yeah, but yeah, like yeah. Pickled duck, which I've never had before. But it was not unpleasant. It was good.
Oh. Did you just get pissed up for 5 days then with Jen? Like, compared to Germany part one?
No, it was tame compared to Germany part one, man. It was diet Germany part one. You know what I mean? Like,
I thought she'd have been on it.
The thing on
Beard Meets Food Dime as well. I thought she'd have been like, every night, five meals.
The funny thing is she offered to, but like we went to this, the reindeer place. It was kind of like a more posh restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll get this one. And I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. And then the bill comes. She's like, actually, maybe I'm not going to cook it. So, but no, I think with Jenny is like, she will habitually drink all the time, but never really get drunk. But there was one night when she got absolutely spannered and could then not really recover enough to continue. In fact, she fell over. Getting into a taxi, and the taxi then denied her entry to the taxi because naturally thought she was drunk, so we had to walk to another taxi who had not seen her walk over. She the funny thing was is she was pointing at the path as if like she had tripped over something.
Yeah,
I was totally reasonably sober, you know what I mean, at this point, and I'm like, Jenna, there's nothing there, you know what I mean, you've literally, it's the flattest part of pavement, there is nothing there that you could have fallen over. She's like, no. It's that one. I'm like, okay, right, we need to get you into a different taxi, right? So yeah, she was a bit fucked up that night.
Did you get recognised much out there?
I think like 4 or 5 times, which is more than I expected. It was kind of, maybe a little more, actually 5 to 7 times, I'd say maybe. The weirdest part was in the changing room for the Blue Lagoon.
Oh yeah.
So the Blue Lagoon is like a.
It's all little beard, little like, hairy. The little hairy when mister.
That's the time he took. I'm like, is this like some shit from a sitcom? Like, I mean, we've got these kind of snazzy changing rooms, right? When you go in, like a little band to lock your locker and all that stuff. So anyway, when I get back, well, I'm getting changed again. So I come back in, whip the trunks off, right? And I'm about to, and this guy's just looking at me like this. I'm thinking, all right, am I about to get propositioned? That makes me feel better. And he's like, I know you from, you eat stuff. I'm like, yeah. If you can ask me for a picture, mate, can we wait until our clothes are on? He's like, I love your stuff. And I'm like, cool, man. But he was wandering
nice
around
cock.
Naked.
I'm like, it's like a real one, but smaller.
I'm quickly getting dressed and he's like just hanging around nude. But yeah, it's cool, man. Like,
what do you think to the Blue Lagoon? Was it as hot as I said it was? Like, did you go through like, you know, find it like pockets of?
It was weird. I was variable, right? Yeah. Sometimes it's kind of tepid, and other times it's really hot.
Did Jen get on it in there? Like, have a drink in the Blue Lagoon?
She had the. She partook of. You get three drinks, or she bought a package whereby you got three drinks each.
Okay.
And she partook of.
Five of them.
I think five of them, yeah. But they weren't, I think two of them weren't alcoholic.
Okay.
She was getting the hair of the dog, you know, at some point. But she started with like some slushies, which were called Crap. You can Google that, George. The brand was Crap with a K. Crap. So people are literally going to the bar. I don't know if it's like intentional, but people go to the bar and saying, yeah, can I get a crap, please? Yeah, give me one of those like blue craps. But
this is a crap podcast.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But what I'm going to say, Warren, Adam, we've discovered this, haven't we, George? That Adam says a lot of things and then does the exact opposite of it. So, like, he'll say, I don't hate when people put pictures of themselves on Instagram or what have you. And then next thing is they're like, oh, I know, get a little bit of a little bit of a tense on. It's like, Jen,
no, I wasn't even tense.
Jen, take a picture.
I certainly wasn't flexing.
Take a picture.
I did do that. My only self-indulgence, because she took that picture. I was like, you know what? I'm looking pretty good there.
Yeah,
I'm single now, so like I've got to gonna get my shit out there, you know. Unless I want to die alone. So yeah,
I reckon. What I would say, I think the shoulders need a bit of a bit of a. Yeah,
a lot of people said that on my lower back.
Yeah,
I'm never gonna shave. I'm not shaving again now. Like I'm going fully au natural. Like we're never shaving again ever. Decided I'm gonna enter my like the dude, you know, Big Lebowski phase or like Howard Hughes. We're just going full, like a Richard Reed shoe bomber now.
Nah, we need to go the way, like, shoe bomber. This is getting done, isn't it? Can we do, like, do you remember, have you seen 40-year-old Virgin where he goes and gets waxed? Can we go, like, can we give a Patreon section that we can do?
Go to Mike's. He'll do it for you. He's got all the stuff.
If I get it for free, yeah, that might be a laugh. If you really want to do it. But I've got to get like my front and my back.
We'll get everything done.
I want to just do in the back is for like banter. I want everything done.
Right, so we'll get Danny Mitchell to break your arm and then we'll immediately go get your backside and crack waxed.
And, sounds good, man.
What's that Gary Barlow meme? It's like, sounds like a perfect day out. Have you seen that?
This is my greatest week. This is my idea of a perfect weekend. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, everyone's been sharing it this weekend. So what challenges do you do? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, there are only two in Iceland. I did this one at a place called Two Guys, where I don't know if they're going to stumble into some kind of copyright issues somewhere down the line with that. It's like a kind of a tall burger challenge. It's basically every burger on their menu, they do a bunch of different ones. It's like a hip-hop themed place, so you'd like it.
Biggie.
Images of like Biggie on the wall and like Tupac and whatnot. Dr. Dre, Method Man, Ice Cube. Run out. It's like a burger challenge, and it was one that you know, the dude that was, he played the mountain in Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he did it and lost like pitifully. So I went in there and
I see the title already. Yeah. I beat the mountain at eating a burger.
Yeah, well it's not gonna be as bait as you're flipping titles, mate, but I'll probably put something in there to that effect. But yeah, loads, like 10 people I think had lost, and only Randy and Katina have both done it. So I had to try and turn the afterburners on a bit, you know, to make something of it, you know. You can't just go in there and wink, can you? So I had to just pretend like I was still good at eating, you know.
Did Jenna help with any production?
No, absolutely not.
Not.
I mean, she tried to, but...
She's just like in the intro.
Yeah, she's
here with Jen.
She's barely even in the intro, to be honest. But she did get some shots on her phone.
Which you're not going to use. The
basically unusable, yeah. But she tried, bless her, you know. Like, the whole point of the trip was not really to film, but I had to, gotta be a deduction, you know, gotta get my accounting in order. Did that one, then did that tasted really good. But then in addition there was another one which is in a weird place, like a food hall down by the marina, and it's like full of kind of street foodie trucks, but they're all kind of fixed there, you know.
Yeah.
And it was like they call it the Viking burger, and it's like this was like a wide, you know, a wide one. But it was chicken, like fried chicken, and the fried chicken was... I'm not a big fan of fried chicken, you know? Like, I don't love it.
Yeah.
But it was really, you know, I was thinking, it came out, I'm like, oh, God. And I'd seen, again, that's another one, because Randy was there, and he did both of them naturally. And I saw him do it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is taking him like an hour. This is going to be brutal. And it wasn't... I'm not going to spoil it, right? But it probably helped that the food was good, let's say.
Yeah.
And it was good value. So somebody actually came along and in the middle of the video, and... I'd started a YouTube channel. I've forgotten her name now. I could maybe like give her a shout out. She started a YouTube channel. She came over. She's like, oh, I'm really sorry, but can I ask you like your advice? I'm like, I'm a little busy now, but yeah, totally.
You're like, don't do it. Don't start a YouTube channel. Look at me. I'm dead inside.
But no, I think it was neat because like I answered like her, you know, when she was asking me stuff.
Yeah.
It gave me a chance to like swallow stuff, you know what I mean? I'm like, just chilling. Like, yeah, well, I would recommend, you know, integrity, you know, frequency of upload and all that stuff.
I'd recommend not speaking to somebody whilst they're trying to record their YouTube video.
No, I love stuff like that, man. I love when people like, you know, come along halfway through, and that's what it's all about. You know, like all the interactions and stuff. It's more about that than like the actual eating. I'm doing my very best here to find what... she was called, but I've totally...
What sort of channel were it?
It was like a travel style channel, okay, I think. Yeah. Like a... The reason she was there is actually she was filming the... Oh, this is it. That mountain gal.
That
she has one video so far.
That mountain gal.
Yeah, that mountain gal. I guess she does like travel style stuff. It was cool to meet somebody doing that kind of thing. dropped her a sub. So hopefully she does really well. But yeah, man, the challenges were pretty good. Yeah, enjoyed them.
Good times, mate. Good times.
Yeah, I boxed off another country in Europe as well. We got like Finland, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, Germany. We're getting there.
Yeah, well, it turns out the next trip we're going to have to do two in one by the sounds of it because of how lacking the challenges are.
Is it Austria and Switzerland?
Yeah, we're going to have to do both.
That might not be bad. That would be cool.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently there's so each country you sent three, right?
I think something like that, yeah.
And each country has only got one at the minute. So right. Two of them don't exist in both countries. But there is a third option where they do a constant rotation of challenges. So we're just trying to figure out which one.
Is the Cordon Bleu one on? Because that was on the Instagram recently.
I don't know which one.
Switzerland.
Yeah, I don't know which one in Switzerland is confirmed. Like, I've got big film.
Man, I really want to do that one. I saw, like, there's a Cordon Bleu challenge. I'm like, it's on their website, so surely you're still doing that
one. Yeah, that's probably the one that is available. And then, there's another one that we're...
Where do you reckon we'd fly into then, like Switzerland or Austria? Austria, cheaper.
For your pocket, I'd say let's go Austria first.
And just drive over.
And then it's like an 8-hour drive, so we're probably going to have to do it in like two...
Nothing. That's nothing for me, mate.
Well, we're going to have to stay there then.
Yeah. But like I've done that. I did 9 hours, man. Fucking east of Quebec all the way to west of Toronto. Wow.
Yeah,
I was going to die halfway through.
But Josh is... we're in Porridge Towers now, by the way. So Josh next door is going to Liverpool at lunchtime to go get a new passport. And we need to figure out the logistics of this trip. So it's either going to be two or three videos. Yeah, we don't know.
All right, well, the longer I'm away, the motherfucking better. I'll tell you that. Sorry, George.
So guess what I've been up to this? I think you know what I've been up to. I filmed on Friday night.
How did that go? I didn't ask you.
So I filmed a burlesque show.
I bet, did you tell Danielle about that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I suppose you've got to be honest about that. You can't be keeping that secret.
It was so funny. I was driving back because we were filming up with Charlie doing his videos last week. And I'm driving back on Wednesday night and I get a phone call. Hey, is this Get Your Media? Yeah. Listen, it's a last minute gig. Friday night, we need somebody to film this show. And I'm like...
Did you know who the person was?
No.
Oh, just out of the blue.
I'm like, nah, don't think...
And then he said burlesque.
Not for me, mate. And he went, oh, it's just we've got this like burlesque show. And I'm like... Sold.
Yeah, you better hope Danielle's not watching this now, mate.
It was good, actually. We're interested. So it wasn't like a... He sent me an email afterwards and it wasn't like a nude one. It wasn't like nipple tassels and that. Although George did get like a shot of... One of the shots this lady were doing... What was it called? The dance? I want to say Pumba, but I think that's off Lion King.
Zumba.
Rumba.
Rumba, yeah.
Rumba.
The rumba.
And the nipple cover fell out, didn't it?
Oh, no. Yeah. That was
the
so
Janet
funny.
Jackson. Janet Jackson.
No, the nipple stayed in, but apparently she had like a cover on. And yeah. I didn't spot it when we were
obviously
filming.
The nipple staying. What's the nipple going to fall?
I meant the nipple.
You know, like them sticky sort of things that you can use to cover them.
Oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
Dropped out.
Oh, so right. Like, George,
it was
like,
a heavy thing.
What's that? He's like, what's that? So, yeah, anyway, it were a fun gig, but it was just like basically sexy dancing for...
That's burlesque, man. You didn't know what that was?
No, I didn't know what it was.
Oh, right.
I thought burlesque were like nipple tassels, you know, like suggestive, you know.
It's kind of like a vague definition, but like, yeah, that's basically burlesque, man.
But we're a good deal. And, you know, I think they were like a new starter of an act.
You started editing that yet?
George has started editing it.
Yeah, it'd be cool if I took a sneak peek. maybe.
Sure.
I've got a drive with me if you want to give it to me, the raw footage.
But yeah, so I did that on Friday night. What else have we been up to, George? We've been setting this place up, haven't we?
We got a very interesting DM.
Oh, yeah.
About a guest potentially.
Oh god, yeah. I shared it on my Instagram, so I don't know why.
I thought it was a piss tag. I thought you like photoshopped.
So Joe Exotic, Tiger King Joe Exotic, put like he shared this thing saying that he was going for the 2024 elections in America and he's looking to do like a run of like media, I guess. So I shared it on my Instagram story, like as a joke, because he's singing this country music song, which he obviously isn't singing, because if you watch the documentary, somebody else voices over it. And I was like, I want to get Joe Exotic on the Breaking Bread podcast within 10 minutes. DMs flying. Let's book Joe onto your podcast. So people thought I was like taking the piss. I've still got two unread messages in my DMs from Joe Exotic. So... Please schedule between 12 and 4 central so we can let him know to accept your video request. This is the website the jail uses for the video chat.
He's still actually incarcerated.
He's got like 30 years in prison.
I'm starting to think, how the shit can you run for president if you're in jail for 30 years?
I don't know. Land of the free, I guess. He's not even free. But he, it says he's in jail. Can you just Google, George, how long he's in jail for and what he's in jail for? Because I'm pretty sure he's got like 25 years for attempted murder of that bitch, Carol Baskin. And
yeah, I didn't watch the show, so these
it's
are all
probably
awesome.
The greatest documentary series that's ever landed.
Fairly certain it's not.
What's the best film you've ever seen?
Best film I've ever seen? Shawshank Redemption.
It's better than that.
It's not better than Shawshank Redemption.
It's better. Mate, a lady gets her arm ripped off by a tiger.
Cool. Have you ever seen Shawshank Redemption? Am I asking the wrong person?
I have seen Shawshank Redemption.
So how can you say any film on planet Earth?
This is better than Shawshank Redemption.
Shut the fuck up.
It is, I promise.
So he is incarcerated for 21 years, which started in 2018, I think.
Yeah.
That's a
for
lot
what,
of years,
what's he get done for?
I think what you said. It was attempting to hire somebody to kill Carol Baskin.
Isn't that the shittest, man? Imagine like you get imprisoned for attempting to break the law. You don't actually even get to break the law.
He also got imprisoned for like animal abuse as well.
Illicit
like,
animal trade and shit.
He had a bunch of ligers, which is a lion and a tiger mated. They look kind of weird.
Yeah. I feel like that wouldn't happen. You know, like if I went and slept with a sheep, like you would imagine that there's not going to be any spawn there. But like if there were,
it works.
But it'd definitely be hairy, wouldn't it? But anyway, like I feel like how does that happen?
What, a liger?
The laws of
well, I think a lion nature. Mounts a tiger.
Yeah, but like, how can they? It's like if you mount a dog, you're not going to procreate like a huog.
Yeah, but I guess they're both cats. Dog man. Do you know what I mean? Like, I reckon if you shagged a monkey,
no, that's not how it works, man.
Isn't that how COVID started?
There's a joke about that's how AIDS started, but I don't think that's actually true. Anyway, probably shouldn't talk about AIDS. That's demonetization territory, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Nazi. What else are we going to talk about? but yes, I'm pretty sure, as funny as it is, that we could get Joe Exotic on the podcast, I don't think we should get Joe Exotic on the podcast for two reasons.
Are you coming to your senses? I thought he'd be all over that like a fucking rash.
It would be funny. I just don't think you'd partake. And I don't know.
Are you joking? I had to do loads of stuff that I didn't want to do because of you. So
I just think he'd be on to talk about his political campaign and whatever.
Yeah,
and
yeah, like, but can you imagine him talking?
I'd be coming in with some. I could get you some like nice clips from that. I'd say some all kinds of shit to him.
He might have a similar political alignment, though. You know, I reckon he's a pretty liberal dude.
I get the feeling he's probably the other end of the spectrum, Josh. From what little I know about him. I don't think that you're right. Is there a way to Google that, George?
Google what Joe Exotic's political... Because if you imagine...
It matters fuck all in America anyway, man. There's by-elections out there. And the left-wing aren't even that far away from the right-wing these days, man. So, like, it's all just dumb.
Because if you watch the documentary, he actually had two husbands.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet. So, like, lifestyle choice are liberal, I guess.
Yeah.
Libertarian Party.
Ah. I was wrong.
So, welcome to the show, Trace.
I think of mullets and I think of like political right wing.
Yeah, yeah.
Rednecks.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really want to say. I'm not sure you're supposed to say that, George. But you said it, not me. So yeah, I was totally wrong.
Yeah. So I think we'll keep that on the maybe pile for Joe Exotic. I'm sure he'll be watching, tuning in. We'll give you a bell, mate.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Sorry to interrupt this episode. I want to take a few seconds just to tell you about our Patreon. You can support us on Patreon. We have got early access to every episode, like this one, and future guest episodes that are coming up. We've got some big names in the pipeline. You get exclusive behind-the-scenes clips from like when Adam's traveling around the world or we're just chatting shit in the studio. Each episode, we record a Patreon-only section, which is a little bit less PG than the actual full episodes. You guys can interact with us and help us steer this sinking ship and tell us what you want to hear on this podcast. You can get all this for less than the price of a pint and it saves us from having to flog some ball shavers. So if you can, support us on Patreon. Back to the episode. you also got hamstered, mate.
Yes, I didn't really understand it, so I just basically ignored it. It's been a rough weekend, so I just did not. Has he turned me into a hamster or something?
So there's some account DM'd us and said, "Do you mind if we hamster beard?" And I'm like, "Sounds sexual." And I thought, "Well, he might like it. You know, he's single. He needs a bit of action." It turns out there's an account called "You've Been Hamstered" with 180,000 followers.
Shit.
And they basically take famous people and put things like hamsters in the hands instead of like a microphone or a hot wing, like they did that guy from Hot Ones. So they said, "Do you mind if we do Adam?" And I'm like, "I'm sure it's fine. Like, do one." They said, "What song would you like?"
Do away, man, yeah. What was the song that you used?
I said he really likes Machine Gun Kelly.
Of course you did.
So, Josh, if you could overlay the picture of him being hamstered, or you could find it on...
What am I doing with a hamster?
So it's
like
from
bombing it or anything.
It's
like eating it. I'm eating it.
It's from the chicken.
So. Oh, that makes sense.
I'll find it.
I'd like this awful visions of me, like, molesting a hamster or something. Like, with a hamster on my finger. Oh, that's all right. I'm just eating it, yeah.
Yeah, it's from the chicken ring shoot that we did.
Yeah. I remember that one very well. How long ago was that, you reckon?
Google that, George. Go on to
I don't really care that much.
It must be a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it's got to be more than a year, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, and that were it. So that came in this weekend. OJ Simpson's died, if anybody cares about that.
Largely ambivalent to him, and death's always sad, you know, for his family and whatnot. I'd like to give sympathy, but...
Have you seen that show on Netflix where Cuba Gooding Jr. plays him?
No. I don't watch TV shows.
It's all about like the trial and that.
I know there's like some mad shit about it at the time. I'm not really old. I'm not that old that I remember it in detail.
No, apparently he got away with it because the glove didn't fit, I believe.
Didn't he publish a book like years later saying, if I'd done it, yeah, where he outlined every single thing he would have done to have killed his wife? I could be wrong there, but I think that actually happened. Yeah, man, I don't know. Is that news for the week? OJ Simpson died.
OJ Simpson died. UFC 300 just happened where people got knocked into other dimensions.
It was a good one. No, I didn't even know there was an event on.
Yeah, it's like they just did the big one. So, biggest knockout was that Max Holloway knocked out Justin Gaethje in the last second of a 5-round fight.
Ooh,
right. Have you seen the knockout?
No, I didn't even know what was going on, mate. I've basically not been connected to anything this whole weekend. I don't know if you noticed that, but yeah.
Let me find it for you, because it's a brutal knockout.
Did you see all the reactions and stuff from the fighters in the crowd? Tom Aspinall was in the crowd as well.
Yeah, but did you just go like...
That was nice, that, isn't it?
In the words of Danny Mitchell, it gets pencilled, mate. You know, it was like the last 2 seconds.
It's mad that, like, look, far be it from me to criticise professional UFC fighters, but if you were in the last second of a 5-round bout,
it's like,
be slogging each other? Why would you be swinging?
Did
he need to win, the guy that got knocked out?
Yeah.
Oh, he needed a knockout.
But
right?
Dana White said that the bonuses are normally 50K, so a fight of the night and performance of the night, 50K each.
That is absolutely
You can win both. But because of UFC 300, he said 300, basically the fighters went, what, 300 grand? So 300 grand for fight of the night, 300 grand for performance of the night.
Yeah.
So Max Holloway won both. So that knockout got him 600 grand plus his purse, plus like his pay-per-view points.
Well done, Max.
Was Gaethje winning that fight then before that?
No.
No?
No.
Because I heard that he was, and then that's why Max just went all out right at the end.
It is odd to see both of them swinging like nuts. Like if one of them swinging, it implies that he needs to win the fight.
Yeah, yeah.
But like if they're both going at it, it's just like...
It's like Max Holloway's done it quite a few times, though. Just like, let's go, let's go. Yeah. I believe he hasn't been knocked out in his whole UFC career as well.
Ever.
Iron chin.
Our boy McGregor's making a comeback in a couple of weeks.
Roadhouse 3
against Michael Chan.
Is that actually going to happen this time?
Well, yeah, it's been the date's
good,
been set.
Successfully dodged the doping pool there for a good 3 years or something, didn't he?
Mate, I think he's going to get splattered.
Well, that'll be that, won't it? That'll be the end of it.
I fucking hope so, man. Like, I mean, how can you be on like a... How can you do a film, have years out, smash the coke, allegedly, and then do a six-week camp and think you're going to take on some of the best fighters in the world? That's
like self-belief.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, man. But like, if he's going to get... It'll be a big payday, wouldn't it? Everyone will watch it. So if maybe he just needs another yacht or something. I don't know.
Matt Armstrong, you know, my favourite YouTuber ever in the world ever.
Yeah.
He's crashed his Lamborghini Gallardo.
Oh, yeah.
Which I... So he crashed his...
Shame.
The Lamborghini is the only car within his fleet of vehicles that wasn't a crashed car. He bought that as like a little present to himself, you know, when he'd done well.
Yeah.
And turns out that driving it with slicks in the rain...
Slicks?
Like slick tyres, like semi-slick tyres. You know, like it's almost like race tyres.
Oh.
He put it into a ditch.
Yeah.
And smashed it to pieces.
But he's all right.
He's all right. He somehow came out unscathed. However, the comments did say...
I was just about to say, before you get into them, that reminds me somewhat of that story about the YouTube guy who jumped out of a plane and pretended it was a crash. I'm not saying that's the case. It simply reminds me of that story.
So one of the comments says, why I think this is staged for views, you just can't believe YouTube videos anymore. So to which Matt replied, yeah, man, I nearly killed myself for the views. Thumbs up. And he's put, he didn't even look traumatized, laughing with the police, was like nothing happened.
Was it filmed?
No, but after he got out of the car, he started vlogging it.
All right, well, I suppose you would.
And then when the police came,
I'd probably do that.
Yeah, the police came and he were like, chatting to the police, middle at night. He was like, I did a breathalyzer test. He's like, I just basically fucked it. But that posed the question. So you had that same sort of thought. I think it's mental that people are saying he would have crashed from the views because he could have died. He went literally down this massive ditch into a tree. His channel, he's got two channels with well in excess of a million subscribers. He does multiple million views a video and his channel's doing the best it's ever done. He's doing that Marcus Rashford car at the minute, which is like number one on trending every week. I would argue to say that he's probably making £1 million a month from YouTube.
I don't think it's
from
that
revenue.
Much.
Not from YouTube revenue across a couple of channels and the sponsorships. I bet he's making £1 million a month.
£1 million sounds like a lot. I don't know, man.
What's his last... got his channel up, George. Look at his views on his main channel.
You'd have to know the CPM as well for it to be... And those prediction things on Social Blade, it gets like everything right, but the monetary predictions are like... A, they're really vague, and B, they're wrong.
Yeah. Well, he does like 45-minute videos now, like a million ads in between.
I can't tell you them, man. I don't know. But you might be right. I don't know.
2.3 million, 3.7 million, 4.8, 5.8, 3.3,
and he's got a second channel that's got like a million and a half followers. That's doing multiple millions per video.
What's that called?
Matt Armstrong Mark II.
Mark
II. Nice and simple.
That's just a clever name.
And then he just...
that's doing 1.9, 2.4.
Yeah. So imagine having two channels that's just like smashing out multiple million views. At mid-rolls, and then he's doing sponsorships on each one as well, as well as like other brand partnerships. Your boy's rolling in it. All that being said, at this point in his career, he doesn't need to crash a car to get views. So I think it's a bit harsh that people are...
But people are always going to say... People still say my videos are fake or parts of them are fake or, you know... this and that. So they're always going to be cynical people. I think it's human nature to be cynical about it. Like I said, like the first thing I thought was, oh, that sounds a bit... Yeah. I'm not saying that he did it for... I'm sure he didn't. I mean, why would you want to crash a car, right? But you can understand why some people, perhaps of a lower IQ, might think that he did it for views. Funnily enough, somebody left that a comment on the last video I put up saying he used the Matt Armstrong of food challenges. I just looked at it. I've only seen like one or two of my Armstrong videos, but I'm like, my videos aren't anything like that. They're like totally different to that.
Which one your last video that went out?
The lobster. I called it like the hardest food challenge, which was true. That was not bait. That was not Josh Gudgeon bait. it was flipping brutal, man. But that went up and it was a comment on that saying...
That's quite... before you said that, I was going to say, I think he's probably like, he's a very clever storyteller for what... Because the story kind of writes itself as far as like rebuilding these cars, but like the way that he does...
Supposed to be a compliment then.
A compliment. The way that he spins out the stories, like even on that one where he did a video about crashing the car, explained it all, then explained like the process of having to potentially claim on insurance. And he basically like did a big story arc at the end and went, of course, I'm not going to give it to the insurance. I'm going to rebuild it again, you know, because that's his thing. But it was an exceptional video for what it was, I thought.
That's it, man. Like you could do anything. You could have a fucking knitting channel. If you could tell a story. That's inherently what YouTube is about, I think. And I think that's what a lot of people overlook. But I guess not Matt Armstrong, because he's doing really well, man.
He's some kids
powerful fan. Views, man. Powerful.
Yeah, man. Doing well. You've had a nice DM over the weekend, haven't you?
You've been sarcastic, because I had one really nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if it's the same one, though.
I think it's...
Could be, I don't know.
Do you want to read it, George?
Yeah. How have you been, mate? I just want to thank you for doing the videos and the podcast and going through some life-altering things at the moment.
You could have fucking set me off today. Go on. Yeah,
it's one of the only things that's keeping me going is your videos and the podcast, which I probably listen to every episode at least 3 times. It's really helping me push through. Thank you so much and keep up the great work.
Oh, you're very welcome, mate. Very, very welcome.
That's probably we've had a couple of messages like that regarding... the podcast, and then it's not obviously watches your channel as well. And but we've also had some like pretty shitty comments on the podcast channel recently.
Do those, that'll make me laugh.
No, but like what I want to say is people that keep commenting about Adam fucking jittering or like whatever. You don't know what people are going through when we're trying to get these things out the door. So people need to like chill out and be a bit nicer, I reckon.
That's life, mate. You can't
support this. Nah, yeah, but like, I think it's worth saying.
It's not worth saying. That's life.
All right. People are always going to be negative in your
shit happens, man. That's life. You just got to fucking keep going when you're rolling through this fucking rock in the middle of a vacuum space. Just keep going. That's all you can do.
I have another one. The haters.
I had another one. It was actually a comment on my last YouTube video, which made my day very briefly. From a woman who a while back, I totally forgotten about it. She had told me that her son had leukemia, right? And she told me that like loved watching the videos, you know, in the hospital and stuff. Sent me some pictures. So I sent Matt a T-shirt, right? Oh, I think I sent him a T-shirt, a hoodie or something like that. So, anyways, like, she sent me this picture back of him saying, "Oh, thanks, you know, you really liked him, whatnot." I'm like, "Oh, that's nice, you know." And she commented this week saying he's just gone into remission. So
that's sick. That was that's proper nice.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, fucking hell, yeah.
It's really good. So thank you for leaving that comment. I hope he's doing all right.
Right, George, let's move on. So as soon as
you ruined the vibe totally.
got a bit serious then, because we weren't like 15-year-olds then, were we?
We obviously can't do a breaking beard because we haven't broke beard.
Oh, big fact.
Oh my God.
You're living in 2023, man.
That's fine, isn't it? We can't do that because he hasn't been broken yet for the big fact hunt. But we did decide to bring back the mass debate. So, yeah, I said to George,
I'm not like, involved in that decision, but all right.
Get us some mass debates. I don't know what he's got, so we might be cutting this out of the podcast.
We'll see.
Let's go on for it, mate.
I don't know why, I don't know if it's in my head, but that felt like it was more funky in this new venue.
Is all the outside completely blown out now? Because I've just realised it's come sunny.
The sky is completely white. Yeah.
We're going for like this artistic look of trying to, so people can see out of the windows at the back, but it might be falling.
You need some Matt Armstrong tints on those, brother, like a heavier tint.
See, that was a very heavy tint.
It needs to be heavier.
Obviously.
Or we need like blackout blinds or something.
We'll figure it out. It's a work in progress.
Is this? Suppose then you compromise on the beautiful Wakefield cityscape behind.
The people working on that building over there.
I just seen this cat down there. He's been down there for, I don't know, about 5 minutes just walking around, scratching his nuts. That'd be me on a building site. That'd be how much use that'd be.
All right, so you some masturbates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you rather get a face tattoo of something that you choose or a tattoo in a discreet location on your body, but the other person gets to choose what it is?
How discreet is a location? That's key. We're talking like armpit, like somewhere could be fully hidden. Or
let's say like your thigh or something like that.
No, that's not
like
discreet, man. Somebody's going to see that.
On your ass. On your ass cheek.
Yeah, ass cheek.
A camel on your toe.
If it's discreet enough, it's like ass cheek. If it's my foot or my armpit or something like that.
Yeah.
Then the other person can choose, I reckon, because face tattoos, at the risk of offending people, just make me feel nauseous, man. Like, even just the thought of needles in my face is just, like, not a good thing. It just makes me think of Mike Tyson as well, you know?
Yeah, I think face tattoos only work if you are a tattoo artist, one of them funky-looking barbers, you know what I mean? Like, the hand tattoos, neck tattoo, you know, like...
Heavily tattooed already.
Yeah, I think that works.
A rapper...
Like a musician, obviously, Post
gangster.
Malone,
gangster.
I think that's probably it anymore. Like, you think that worked for
fighters?
Just
because nobody's going to say anything to them. Yeah, I suppose.
I do think it's weird seeing fighters with clothes on. I find that when I see Tom Aspinall,
wait for you.
Yes,
when I see Tom Aspinall, I'm like, kind of looks.
I saw that going. I thought like I need a bullet time to get up. And
George just knocked over the old sign.
I'll leave it.
It's kind of weird seeing fighters with clothes on.
Just everyday clothes on, you mean?
Put that in the no context
clip. Just clothes on in general.
That's going in the no context clip.
What would you do, Josh? Get a face tattoo of something you choose, or let Adam choose?
Adam could pick a tattoo now. I'd get it done. It wouldn't be that asked. Like,
what would you choose?
What if it's going somewhere discreet?
Yeah,
my face probably. Or my no, can it be elaborate?
Yeah, you can make it whatever you want.
Me. I was going to say something really terrible that I'm not going to say.
Go on, say it.
No, it's going to be about Danielle and she doesn't deserve it. She puts something on. I would be, you'd say what it would be. It would be a tattoo of me, bumming you with you, but you've got but you've got a big smile on your face. You've got a big smile on your face, and I'm giving you the reach around with a Five Guys burger. That'd be what. Isn't that the idea, to make it as embarrassing as possible?
That is very specific.
Get that into context.
That is very specific.
I think it'd be a bond that would last forever.
What would you get tattooed on, Adam, Josh?
Oh, what could we get? I don't know. I think if whatever I say is going to be way too offensive to make the podcast.
It can't be any worse than that.
Say it and I'll just bleep it.
One long error film.
I'd get Adam. This ain't going to make the cut. I'd get Adam. And I'm looking for...
Yeah, that's mega funny. Yeah.
Is that getting bleeped out?
No point bleeping out. There's no expletives.
We'll send that to Patreon.
Yeah.
What about you, George? What would you have?
What?
Would you have the face tattoo or the discreet location?
I couldn't have a face tattoo. It'd have to be a discreet one.
I think
a discreet tattoo of something bad is like not necessarily so bad because it's a funny story. Do you know what I mean?
Plus it's hidden. It's not like out there. It's not going to stop you getting a job, right?
Yeah, true.
Someone I know got the word tits tattooed on the inside of the bottom lip.
That must be so painful, that.
On like a lad's holiday.
For what reason?
Because they all got a tattoo, like a random tattoo. That's what he got.
I think that I'm pretty sure that it didn't last very long on your inside of your lips. Yeah. So like, you just sort of suck it out.
Yeah.
All right, so
we're going back to that masturbate from last week. Hey.
3 for 3 on the on that one there, then, George. What else we got?
Next one. Would you rather try to survive a month in the desert with each other or 5 years in a reality TV house with really dumb, annoying celebrities?
How long is the first one?
A month in the desert with Josh.
I mean, he's going to burn to a crisp. Please look how ginger he is.
True that, yeah.
We're going to have sun cream, otherwise he's going to be a pile of ash.
We'll go water first, then sun cream.
Yeah. All right. But easily the first one. Like, what do you say, 5 months in a reality TV show?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years? Oh, God. I mean, I talk about suicide a lot, but like that is... I'd be 5 days, man, I'd be done for. You know what I mean? What show are we talking about? Like Big Brother?
Like a Big Brother type thing.
Not Love Island. I mean, like...
Kind of like
You'd
that.
Be all right on Love Island now. Young, single, Pringle, ready to mingle.
Not young. Hairy, pale, IQ of 3 digits.
Yeah, but you could get, you'd get a tan. Yeah, you ripped. You get a tan. Bit of a wax.
Something else then. I think we'd do all right. Like, I think we'd bond pretty well. Like a month in there. I mean, I'd be useless. You'd be far more... useful if we were stranded in the desert.
It ended up turning into that airplane video where he'd end up eating me, wouldn't he? Yeah. That's what happened. He'd get angry.
Society like, in the snow.
Yeah.
Rock over the head. Boom. Like, sorry, mate. Got to eat you. Not from the desert.
You'd have to get two rocks. You'd have to stand on a rock and get a rock.
Yeah.
That t-shirt's nice. What t-shirt you got on there?
Just a Vans shirt, I think, mate. Yeah. It's got like some weird skull thing with a quiff on it.
It's nasty. When's the mullet coming in then? Are we having it or what?
I don't know. I'm certainly about... on the cusp of fully losing head and just something daft happening. So could be soon, man. Could be soon. But it'll be a big reveal, won't it? If I do it, I'll come in wearing like a bobble hat so nobody can tell. And then I'll take it off and you'll be presented, you'll be granted by the presence of a... I don't want the fucking chat. So you'll see a mullet in my head. But we'll see. I don't know. Yeah, like it's... I quite like having long heads because you don't really have to do anything with it. But like because my hair's so straight, it's... impossible to really style.
Where do you get a perm? Like slash?
I've been tempted a few times. I think my hair's too fine though, you know, like...
I wonder if it'd work.
It's kind of fine. I think it'd work. I'd just end up looking like... I don't know. Who's got like a really crap perm?
I think if you got a mullet, you'd have to perm the back of it. That's like the Aussie thing, isn't it? You've seen that? It seems like everybody in Australia has got like perm mullet at the back. I think it's the fashion down there. Yeah, Nanda.
I've not decided upon it yet, but my barber is away for 2 weeks on military operations. He's operating a javelin, which at first I thought he was just throwing javelins, but he means the rocket launcher thing.
You've seen it on Call of Duty. No?
It goes up straight up in the sky, apparently, like almost kind of like a mortar or something. I'm sure that'll be fun for him. But yeah, I think no trimming, no grooming for the next 2 weeks for me.
No spray, no lay. What's next on the...
Do you want one more masturbate?
Why not?
All right. Would you rather live in a world without music or without colour?
Without colour. Easily. Imagine if everything was... A, if you go grey, you're not going to be arsed because you can't see. If you're ginger, you're not going to be bothered or insensitive about it because nobody can see. What else is everything looks like Sin City, which is a cool film. What else is good about Black and White?
I would say with this, it's more specific to you, so everyone else can hear music and see
color. Oh, everyone else can see color. I don't give a shit about seeing color.
I need to see color because I need to color grade his video still.
Well, that's a good point actually, but I could do that with like the scopes. I think I could get that because mine is shit anyway. So like I could get it with the scopes close enough, I reckon.
True, yeah.
And because obviously I could tell where the skin tone is, which is the most important thing. Yeah, that's on the scope.
Yeah.
And I can get the exposure right, unlike some people. Music is like as close, I think, as at the risk of saying something deeply philosophical, is as close to spirituality as you get in life. You know what I mean? Like something special about music that I don't think is replicated by anything else. So yeah, I don't really listen to it that much these days, apart from like if I really feel like it, but I have music in my head a lot.
Yeah.
At the risk of sounding like an absolute psychopath. I hum and sing and shit a lot in my head.
About you, Josh?
Yeah, call him on.
I just say I hum in my head. That makes no fucking sense, does it? Anyway, that shows you two types of personalities, I reckon.
We are polar opposites.
I don't know how you could live without music. I mean, I understand when it's the music you listen to, but
yeah, you're just looking at Machine Gun Kelly, like, and that you're winning there, aren't you, man?
I listen to more. We discovered this. I listen to more music than you two, though, on Spotify. We did it last year on the Spotify Wrapped thing.
And that doesn't really count because
wider range of music. You mean?
No, it means more hours.
Like time.
But that's because you've always got the music on in the studio. And like, if George,
I've got studio music on when I'm in the car. I'm in the car quite often.
Yeah, but as well as the studio. Right, no,
that's a different account.
Oh, right, I didn't realize that. Sorry, I apologize profusely.
It's all right, apology accepted.
Don't know how that happened, but
because I'm the superior musician between us all.
Do you want to know an interesting fact at the risk of just like, I don't know if you win it, end or what? Did you know I discovered it very recently in the last video that George edited? There's a time lapse part which goes backwards. And
the timer goes backwards.
The footage I'm eating footage in reverse, like I'm taking food out of my mouth for like 8 seconds, but I'm so fucking done with it.
On which
that
one?
I've just trimmed that 5 seconds out on the final episode
in Germany.
Yeah, yeah. 7:20.
God damn it!
I need to see that.
I know why it did it as well.
Oh, because you knows already.
I downloaded the timer which goes backwards, but it wasn't a timed challenge, so the timer went forward. So I'd reversed the timer. So then I must have, when I did the speed thing, it's gone like plus whatever. So then it's, or minus but whatever. So
the whole footage
is
going backwards. It's not just the time. The whole footage is going backwards. Like I'm literally eating in reverse. So like I'm just...
when you've seen it like so many times though.
All watched it multiple times.
You don't know.
To be fair, I watched it probably twice here. Yeah. I watched it twice when I was doing some other stuff to it. And still didn't figure it out.
She just kept it in. Like a funny thing to spot.
Somebody's going to know.
It's so hard. Your videos are... there's a lot to try and...
I thought
monitoring it.
Yeah, I did think about like, you know, separating the video from the audio.
Yeah.
And then from 7:20 to like 7:28 or something, clipping that and then reversing it.
Yeah.
Because then it should probably make sense. But I've already uploaded it and frankly, I can't be bothered. So it's going up with 4 minutes missing. You know, you still get the idea.
4 minutes missing?
4 seconds.
4 seconds.
No, 4 seconds, but it's 4 minutes in the edit.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I'm obviously eating at speed backwards. So, but it's...
That's cool.
Yeah, but it's cool. I've actually got those uploaded now and they're scheduled, ready to go up, I guess.
When does the pie one need to go up?
Pie one's done.
It doesn't really need
it. It just needs grading, doesn't it? I need to grade it.
Is it good? Any good?
We'll watch it afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I'm...
maybe not. Maybe we'll not today. All right. You need it next week, right, I think?
I don't need it next week. I said by the 20th would be good just because then... I think I said something like the 28th.
Yeah, you can have it by then.
Because then I said it would be handy to go up before the Germany ones.
Yeah.
Because I think otherwise people are going to get a little bit... what's the word? Burnt out on you and Josh.
Yeah.
Some people might.
We'll make sure it goes out next week then. But yeah, that's that. I think... should we finish on the old Fessy Hall? I think we've successfully survived our first studio attempt. I'm having now sat in here and spoke. I think it's far too echoey. But we've got some soundproof panels over there.
Yeah, I need to go up.
So we'll figure that
out. I think it'll sound fine out in the edit though.
Yeah. A bit of voice isolation, a bit of orphonic.
I don't think we'll even need a lot of that, to be honest.
No?
FCPX... 20% voice isolation.
60%.
You'll be fine. No, you can't do it higher than 20. It just sounds weird. It sounds like, you know, like Rob Brydon's Man in a Box. It just sounds odd.
Higher than 20 on some of your videos.
That you've done?
Yeah.
Well, that's because you've done them. I would never do it. I heard you did one the other day. I was like, why the f- what? This sounds ridiculous, man. It's like 70%, I could tell. But anyway, far be it from me to wish. I apologise. I slept for a record breaking last night. 38 minutes.
Get bollocks.
Which is that's a new one for me. Minutes. So I might actually, have you seen that Russian sleep experiment they did? I might actually spontaneously just die today, I think. But 38 minutes, so I do apologise. I know it's no excuse. But if I've been a little bit of a weird frame of mind today.
I think you've been all right today. I would never have guessed you'd slept for 38 minutes.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you.
Which 38 minutes did you do? Like, at what time was the 38 minutes clock start?
Started at, the last time I looked at a clock, it was 5:40. And I then woke up at 6, about 25 past 6 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was rocking, man, yeah. It's cool.
My child woke me up at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
And woke up at 1 a.m. screaming at me because she'd lost her elephant.
That was the best part of the last podcast, by the way. That me and Stitch, and I had to play it back to Jen as well, where she goes like, that's terrible. After you've laid out the plans of like a really nice night as a father. We're going to get cookies and waffles. We'll watch Shrek. That's terrible.
And she's like, bye, Adam.
Yeah. And Danielle were mortified. She was like, you've left that in? I'm like, well, it's out now. What do you want me to do? It is what it is.
I feel really bad because I had a really good night's sleep last night.
Yeah, don't have kids.
Really good. About 10 hours.
Yeah.
Literally fell asleep at 10 o'clock.
Look at his eyes. Woke up at Right, quick, do the fest home.
Fest pit.
How do you keep getting the section names wrong?
Every time.
I mean, that's not really technically wrong, but it, you know, we rebranded it to avoid copyright issues.
I don't know.
Okay. Had the best sex ever with a guy on our second date. He said afterwards, oh my God, your fanny feels amazing when I'm in it. Bothered me for days that he called it a fanny.
And you shouldn't have said that.
Cancelled our future dates. Said I wasn't over my ex. Huge regrets.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time they'd had sex.
Yeah.
That is absolutely atrocious. That's so bad that like I can't even imagine. If I wouldn't say something, then it's bad. You know what I mean? Like, how can you say that? That doesn't sound romantic to a woman. Your fanny feels amazing.
How would you describe it?
I mean, I'd say like you haven't, if I was really getting there, with a smile, not like I wouldn't deliver it deadpan. I'd be like, you know, actually, I've got to say, you've got a very nice vagina. My voice wouldn't break in the middle. I'd say you've got you've got an exceptional vagina. One of the best I've seen. And it probably belongs somewhere in the Louvre, maybe in the back, but like. But that'd be all right, because that's going to make a girl laugh. It's like, if I've got her in bed, it's only because I've made her laugh.
Yeah.
So that's going to be all right. If that's like a serious thing and you say, your fanny's great. I mean, you're just never recovering from that, I'm sorry.
I bet that person from Barnsley. That was my guess.
Yeah. You reckon?
Yeah. Next.
Okay, last one. Almost haircut time, so I better start reading up on the football so I can actually speak to the barber and know what he's talking about. Go sports teams.
That was me, that.
Yeah.
I could be me, but I've not watched football flipping a. Glad I didn't watch it at the weekend because Arsenal lost 2-0 to Aston Villa.
I could tell when foot is on because you boys just fire up in the chat. Now that Josh is in there as well, it's like four people talking about stuff I ain't got a Scooby about.
Another Man U fan in there as well.
Of course, yeah, Josh.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you'll chime in and be like, yeah, how's Barthez doing?
Yeah, like, Rude Van Nistelrooy, did he score? Paul Scholes, pass it to Gary Neville.
He knows Paul Scholes. Okay, that's a new one.
Who couldn't? The greatest midfielder of all time. Who would not know him?
Yeah.
Ginger too, so that's probably why he knows him.
Yeah.
That would be me though, trying to speak to
Nibbles his daughter's feet though.
What?
Paul Scholes nibbles his daughter's toes and she's like 19 or something. Do you not see that like last year? No. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I mean, like he's a dad, right?
He nibbles his daughter's
I think he was like just messing around and she filmed it and he put up this video where it's like, he was biting the toenail off and people thought it was like some weird kink. I don't think it's that. I think it's just probably familiarity between a father and a daughter and him trying to make her laugh or something. But maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Have you seen Ryan Giggs's poetry?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No.
I can't read this out. We'll read it on Patreon.
Yeah,
have to read it on Patreon. All right.
All right, well, let's jump over to Patreon because I need to hear what you're on about.
If you've not seen it, just Google it, man. Just it will make you laugh at least.
Well, thanks everybody for listening and watching this week. I do hope that you like the new setup in the studio. We're going to keep trying to improve it, but this is the best we could do.
If you hate it, then
yeah, let us know in the comments if you hate it.
Yeah, man. Like constructive criticism is equally good. And I like that. The worst part about this week has been me. So I apologize. Next week I'll be full of vim and vigor, and probably another 8 coffees. So hopefully I'll catch you then.
Peace.